There is a bit of a chill in the air on this final full day of winter. Temperatures are running below seasonable levels, and there is a breeze as well, and that wind does make it feel even a few degrees cooler than what the thermometer says. As we head into tonight, there is the chance of a passing rain or snow shower over the next few hours. It's not going to be a giant deal, and a lot of us are not going to see it at all, but there may be a passing sprinkle or a flurry in a few locations. Otherwise, the night will be partly cloudy. It's going to be cold again as temperatures slip back into the teens and 20s. It looks like the capital region should be right around the 20 to 22 degree mark tonight. The wind will ease up a bit tonight, so at least the wind won't be a big player, but it's still cold enough that you're going to need that heavy winter coat if you are heading out. And you're going to need that heavy coat tomorrow morning. As you head out the door, as the kids head off to the bus stop, it is going to be on the cold side. And as we go through the day tomorrow, it's looking pretty good. We'll see sunshine. Temperatures will make it up to around 50 across much of our area, and that's pretty close to average for this time of year. Now, there is going to be a bit of a breeze tomorrow. It's not going to be super windy, but there's going to be enough wind that it's going to feel a little bit cooler than that. So it's still a jacket kind of day tomorrow. But at least we're keeping the rain and snow away as spring arrives at 5:58 tomorrow afternoon. Then we turn stormy on Thursday as a system works in. We'll have mostly cloudy skies. We'll see some rain break out during the day on Thursday, and it may mix with snow across the higher terrain. Then as we work through Thursday night into the day on Friday, the storm will pass by probably 2 hours east on a path that will favor elevation-based snow. So basically, the higher up you go, the greater the opportunity for snow. The lower in elevation you are, the better the opportunity for rain. Now, it's still a couple of days out. There's still some details to work through on this, but basically, it looks like odds would favor an elevation-based type snow event for late Thursday, Thursday night, into the day Friday, with more likely a cold rain in the valleys, though it's possible as the storm deepens and passes that that snow level may drop even into our valley levels during the day on Friday. So that's something we'll keep an eye on for you. And now here is my latest regional forecast. First, for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. Tonight, partly cloudy and cold, low 16 to 22. Tomorrow, mostly sunny and breezy, with highs in the 40s to around 50. For the Northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley, and Southern Adirondacks, including Utica, Gloversville, and Oneonta. Tonight, partly cloudy and cold, low 16 to 22. Tomorrow, mostly sunny and breezy, with highs in the 40s to around 50. For the southeastern Catskills, mid and lower Hudson Valley, and interior southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield. For tonight, partly cloudy and cold with diminishing wind, low in the 20s. And for tomorrow, mostly sunny, breezy, with highs in the upper 40s to lower 50s. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, and the Berkshires, tonight, partly cloudy and cold, low 18 to 22, and for tomorrow, mostly sunny and breezy, with highs in the upper 40s to lower 50s. Region-wide on Thursday, mostly cloudy, with a chance of rain and some elevation snow, highs in the 30s and 40s, and on Friday, mostly cloudy, with a chance of rain and snow, and highs in the 30s and 40s. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argianis.